This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's Ronnie McLeod talking about the Browns and the chances about beating the Chargers. Also went forward and says, boy, it's almost like the playoffs are already here.
Obviously going into this week, another AFC opponent who's playing well. That's kind of the mode that we're in. You know, we're in that playoff mode, and we just got to take it one game at a time. Can't look too far ahead. And the next matchup is the Chargers.
So I'm of the belief they need to do what they can. Like, guys, if they come up to you and they are offering second-round picks for Za'Darius Smith, I'm going to say no right now. Come on.
Oh, he'd be gone. Yeah.
There's people out there who think ridiculous. I'm saying, about like, no. Guys, there has to be some nuance here. It can't just be all or nothing. But I do believe that if the Lions are like, hey, you know, we'll let you know. And, you know, like, we'll keep your number and we want to call you about it. But maybe Sunday night we'll call you and we'll up the ante because all we're really willing to offer you is this and this. And they're not very good. The picks are not very good or something. Well, then hold on to them and see what you do on Sunday. And if you get to 3-6, like, that is still a huge mountain to climb. I won't deny that, gentlemen and ladies. But also, you've invested, there's 11 guys making over $10 million on this football team. And one of them isn't even able to play for the rest of the season. He's got an Achilles injury. And he was part of the problem as it was already. I mean, he's the reason a lot of people feel we're even in this mess. And you guys are probably right. I'm just not willing to say it yet. But I just owe it to my veterans. I owe it to Nick Chubb. I owe it to Myles Garrett, Joel Bitonio, Wyatt, et cetera, Denzel. I owe it to them to try to make a run. And I owe it to the Browns fans. You guys were posting up your pictures of you selling your season tickets.
Oh, yeah.
I got to put something out there on the field that is somewhat exciting, that at least would be entertaining enough to try to win. If they go out there and they suck up the room and they lose to the Chargers, you know what? Start the sale. Open up the doors. Everything must go. But damn it, I owe it to this organization. It seems like you're coming around for me, by the way.
Well, it's just one week.
I owe it.
The deadline's not this week. It's next week.
So why am I having people call me stupid over this? Call me stupid over lots of other things. Why are you calling me stupid over this?
Yeah, they absolutely...
Over wanting to compete and win?
They absolutely get this game. I mean, maybe the reason they traded Amari Cooper when they did is because they were worried they weren't going to get an offer like that again, especially if more receivers were coming onto the market. So they kind of had to pounce. Plus, Amari wasn't playing well. He was dropping the ball. And seemed like his contract dispute behind the scenes was leading to some either animosity.
They offered
or bad
a third.
Will.
I don't even want to turn that down. It's a third round pick.
Yeah, and you got a third.
I don't trust maybe the guy who's making the pick right now, sad to say. But they offered a third round choice for him.
Yeah.
He was going to walk after this year.
It became a no-brainer.
You might have been able to get a compensatory pick that was commiserate with it. Maybe. I'm not sure how the rules work, but probably not. And Cleve TA will probably text us at some point correcting me on that. And I'm open to being corrected on that. Certainly, it's not an argument. But I'm willing to take a third-round pick for Amari Cooper at that point. Even if it comes up with Elijah Moore here over the next couple of days, maybe that's a conversation. But at the same time, now I got a quarterback who's able to put the ball on Elijah Moore and on Cedric Tillman and on Jerry Jeudy. And I don't have Jerry Jeudy whipping his helmet around. I had a Sunday where Jerry Jeudy isn't mad and Cedric Tillman isn't bewildered. Which, by the way, somebody asked if I should apologize to Cedric Tillman for calling him a water heater. I will apologize to Cedric Tillman for calling him a water heater. And let me tell you this. Maybe a guy who we know had problems running a route last year or running the right route last year, maybe it compounded the issue that he had a quarterback where he didn't know whether or not he was going to throw him the ball at any time. Maybe that compounded it. But again, maybe I'm just looking for more and more things to throw on the fire that is the Deshaun Watson tire fire.
I'll tell you
maybe
what.
Maybe I am. Maybe I'm being a little bit too harsh.
This conversation between us over the last day has made a team that is 2-6 in a showdown with what? Chargers are 500?
Yeah.
Is that what they are?
Oh, yeah.
No, they're 4-3.
They're 4-3.
Yeah.
Okay, but
sorry,
pretty mediocre team, right? Yeah. They've been pretty mediocre.
They don't score over 20 points either.
This is a showdown.
You have made this all of a sudden an interesting showdown when it deserves none of that. If it were any, if it were two other teams in any other part of the world,
who's doing the game for CBS? Is this Adidas game?
I'll look it up.
Is this a Spiro game?
You know, we started out, I think, 2.5 point dogs, and it's a 2 right now. So we are underdogs in this game.
Yeah. So I mean, Vegas, they do have Justin Herbert over there.
So Vegas did get swept up in last week's win.
Yeah, I really like what Jameis Winston did last week, but you still have Justin Herbert. Now, he's a media darling, but he's still better. Eddie in Westlake, you're next up on the Fan. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, you know what? You know, this whole quarterback situation, this you know, I was wrong about this. You know, and I felt like, you know, Deshaun Watson was going to get back to where he was, but it's too many things that's pointing to it's the quarterback, because you know we said this about Andrew Berry and his picks and all that. Man, you know, Cedric Tillman looked like a guy that could assume a number one spot, number one position as a number one wide receiver. And, you know, and
he's two games, he's jumped up to a number one wideout in the NFL.
He was really good on Sunday. I wouldn't go that far, but he was really good on Sunday.
Okay. Well, put it this way. He's the best receiver on our team, which makes him a number one. And I know, like, you,
better than Jerry already. Better than Jerry Judy. Better than Jerry Judy.
Listen, with Jerry Judy, too, he might be a 1B. But the thing about it is his attitude is such. I know we're 2-6. He's looking at our record. But all we can do is chop these people down as we go. If we back into the playoffs and we're in there 9-8, so be it. But all we can do is chop these people down. You said we're 4 games out of the division. Mm-hmm. But let's not look at the division. I'm looking at – you mean to tell me that the Cleveland Browns can't end up being one of the top 7 teams when all these teams are jumbled up together, losing left and right? All they have to do is just play one game at a time. And this schedule is not that – I mean, you say it's a strength of schedule or whatever, but, you know, the bottom line is the Baltimore Ravens are a top 3 team in the league, however you want to rank them. It's the Lions, it's the Chiefs, it's the Ravens. And they just beat them. I don't care what had to – I don't care if they didn't show up, if the bus was late, whatever the case may be, they had to go in our favor. It went in our favor, and we beat them. They didn't have that many L's, and they took one from us.
You know,
the reality of it is exactly, you got to take it one game at a time.
Eddie, what do I say to the Streetsboro Youth Rockets before they went and took on Manchester on Saturday? How do you eat a whale, Eddie? One bite at a time.
That's it.
How do you eat a whale? That's exactly it.
We keep on
How's
talking
it turn
about
out for you guys?
Justin Herbert is a great talent, but we keep on talking about him like he done so much in the National Football League, and the dude ain't even 500. He barely 500.
Well, what do you think, Eddie? What do you reasonably expect?
And he has a head coach that wants to run the ball. Period.
I get that, Eddie. But
he's not going to stop talking.
What would you reasonably expect from Jameis Winston?
Don't keep going
the rest of the year.
Listen, Jameis Winston is going to turn the ball over. That's what he does. Just like Joe Flacco did. They're the clones. They're going to take chances. They're going to do it. But guess what? They're going to score a lot. They're going to put us in position to win. That's the other thing. We're always going to be in position to win. If our defense comes to play, we're always be in position to win because we got a quarterback that can make every throw.
All right, Eddie.
And he's not scared to make them.
Thank you for the call.
That's for sure.
And, yeah, I know it didn't go our way on Saturday, but we made fewer mistakes than we did the first time we played them.
So you get to play again next?
No, we lost. I said it didn't go our way. They're a good football team over there. Got a lot of respect for that program. Got a lot of respect for Jameis Winston as a quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. Ah, that's how you steer it back in. That's all I'm saying. You can only win the game ahead of you. You can't win. So I don't want them to get caught in the system, and that's why it was refreshing to hear Rodney about that. You are in a pressure-packed moment. You can't win 4 games in 1 week. Like, you can't get them all back. So you can only go one at a time. You beat them on Sunday. You beat the Chargers on Sunday. Then you're 3-6. Get a chance to rest up. Then we'll see what you do on the road against New Orleans. And if you go out there and lose, because you have very, very, very little chance of any room for error. Yeah, you lose the next Sunday against New Orleans. I mean, there you go. I mean, you can only play the one Thornhill schedule game now. But the only thing I'm trying to do is sell a system to say, hey, you guys invested so much. If they go and they make a trade this week, I'm going to be sick to my stomach. I'm going to be sick. Because you're cutting off your own nose to spite your face.
You mean if Zadarius gets traded?
If they trade Zadarius Smith for a 5th-round pick or something like that coming up this weekend, I'm gonna be, what are you doing? What are we all here for then? Do we really just give up on all this?
You don't care if Jameis gets in the way of them evaluating DTR, do you?
No.
Because it was so...
That's an insult to everyone's intelligence.
I mean.
There's not one person who can tell me that he's a franchise quarterback. No offense to the kid. He's a good kid, but
no one is saying that. Not right now. The hope, the Browns obviously were hoping when they made him the backup a few weeks ago that they could evaluate
Do you
him.
Like Cam Ward? Shador Sanders, Garrett Nussmeier.
There are things I like about those guys.
Would you let Dorian Thompson-Robinson stop you from drafting any of them guys? Exactly.
No. But what if DTR went on a Brock Purdy run? You know, that's the hope for all these guys, right?
You know, what if I had another arm growing out of my ass?
But if DTR was going to make a Brock Purdy run, we would have already seen that.
Would we have?
Yes.
On that
he
last
had
year,
opportunities last year, and he also came into a game this year, and I know he got hurt.
Yeah.
But he didn't look like Brock Purdy in that game either. And I'm not saying Brock Purdy's a great quarterback, but Brock Purdy is a manageable quarterback, right? That can take a good team and put them right where they should be.
I just found it interesting. Why do you think he was the backup a few weeks ago? What was it that catapulted DTR ahead of
James? I think they knew that this thing was going to go straight to hell, and they wanted to see whether or not he could provide any sort of a... I don't know what happened. I know there's been rumors.
Were they planning on trading Jameis?
I don't know, Tone. I wish I could tell you.
I don't want to.
There's
gloss
a lot
over.
Of taking Jameis right now.
There's a lot of wild ass rumors going around, and I ain't gonna speak to him until I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because I was
going to shoot my mouth off.
Owen said, "Who's trading for him right now?" And you're right.
About that
like,
anyway.
there's not an obvious team. I brought up.
We only got a week to figure it out.
Yeah, I brought up Green Bay just because.
But they already went to Malik Willis before,
I know.
And he didn't.
It was such a gimmicky thing. He threw like 8 passes a
but
game.
But if you're Green Bay, don't you think that you're getting the same thing from Malik Willis that you would for an asset for Jameis Winston?
I don't know. I mean, what Jameis just showed this week.
Jameis showed
and you know,
that
he you know
looked
how these
like
teams
the number
are.
One pick a few years
he
ago.
He did. He looked incredible. He looked, even, you know, with the dropped interceptions, he still looked incredible. Some of those throws. The one
other
in the
thing
Joku,
that I wonder about one of those teams that's a playoff-bound team that maybe needs to step up their quarterback or their quarterback gets injured is – do they want to bring – it's not that Jameis is a locker room killer. He's not. He might be the opposite. But he is a different flavor for some people. And his flavor might not be what a playoff team needs right now.
Well, I asked Rodney McLeod. I was trying to be as delicate as I could. You and I both know there are guys in a locker room when Jameis is – doing the preachy thing that are rolling their eyes. Not everybody is soaking that stuff
up,
right?
There's 53 guys in the locker room.
Well, I could just say from my own experience that when he did the knick-knack paddywhack thing and everyone went, hey, Owen stood over here and went, boom.
So I will tell you this.
Why is that, Owen?
I just, you know.
There's
it's not for
definitely
everybody.
There's
not
for well everybody. Now that he's starting, I think it might hit.
I think
different.
He's a good quarterback.
That's
now
a good
that he's
point.
Starting, it might hit different.
That's a good point. Yeah. He's the QB.
Guys,
that's
you
true.
You could say what you want. And like a coach can say something, and a coach has so much control. But if you're a player saying, there's only so much you could say as a guy who doesn't play. And that's the same in high school as it is in the NFL. You can be a good teammate, and you could tell everybody to keep their head in it, and you can tell everybody to take it seriously. But it's hard to get that much out of somebody who you know is not going to be on the field. Or, I'll tell you this, it could be even harder to hear it from them when you think they should be on the field. Because that's another part to this. They're definitely, I guarantee you, and I know this for a fact, there were guys on that football team who thought that Deshaun Watson should not be playing. And there were major roles of guys on that team who thought Deshaun Watson shouldn't be playing. And they thought that Jameis Winston should be playing. And that could have something to do with it as well. Because you know what? When you are 1-5 at that time, you're willing to try just damn near about anything. So, yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, he could be Tom Brady if you start off 1-5 and you look as listless as Deshaun Watson did. There are going to be guys who feel that way. Absolutely, there are going to be guys feeling that way. So I don't think that's breaking any new ground or anything like that. I'm sure someone will take that audio. But find out what you want to about it because it's all true. It's all true. It's the human element of this. But there's also where I guarantee it, there were some guys going, all right, we get it. I know. Now go put your headset on. Or go put your earpiece in. That's what it was. Let me get to Noah in Manchester. You're next up on the fan.
Congratulations on your recent success.
Hello, gentlemen. In the words of the great Herm Edwards, we play to win the game. That's the whole point of sport. I don't want to trade away any of our top premier players. I don't want to talk about losing so we can get a first pick or a high draft pick. We play to win the game. I just want to see the Browns go out and play competitive football. I don't want to tear down and rebuild. And that's all I got for you.
Here you go. Thank you very much,
Noah.
I don't think
making trades right now before
quality
the deadline.
Call, just Hold like on. A quality program.
I think that's a false premise. I don't think making some trades before the deadline this year means they're tearing everything down. They're hoping to pivot. They're hoping to get draft picks next year to retool for next year.
Yeah.
I don't think they're tanking. There's a huge difference.
Oh, I think a lot of people feel that this is a multi-year build now.
But that they could also win. The way the AFC is and the way that just the league works today, look at Houston, look at Chicago, look at Washington. You literally can get good the next year. You don't have to tank it out for 4 years and do a five-year rebuild. That's not how the NFL works anymore. I think people are stuck in different sports too. That's how the NBA works.